How's it going? This is Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help you being over 40 to fight the aging process without giving up your social life. In this episode, I wanted to talk about hip mobility as far as strengthening up your core, your hips, your adductors, and how important that is for your pelvic region to be strong, not just your core abdominal strength, or for alleviating problems like back pain and for people like me with herniated disc caused back pain. And I did a episode, it was 292, where I talk about some foundational training that I learned from my chiropractor that, was a game changer that took me up to the next level of recovery. And I really implore you to check that episode out and check that YouTube video out. But I had another fellow trainer on the other day, and we'll be doing an episode about everything he's doing with just mobility, stretching for back pain. And hip mobility came up in the interview, and I told him everything I was doing, and he had some cool different exercises I should try. But besides doing those, I just started researching how important it is, and that's kind of one of the things that draws your pelvic bone to either pronate or supinate, which is forward and back, depending on what you have. And a good thing to do to help with that is obviously stretching out your quads, stretching out your hamstrings, but your hips need to be mobile. So there's different exercises to do that. So what I did besides the trainer that was on my show, I just been going a lot on TikTok, and you can search for things you're interested in. And I just put hip mobility, and man, I've been finding some great other people, physical therapists or other health and wellness professionals that are doing some off the wall, different stuff. Things are always evolving and changing in health fitness, just like any other industry. And I know where my limits are. So I, being a personal trainer, I kind of know if I can spot out the ones that are a little too aggressive, at least for me with a herniated disc. And some are just, you got to just try it and do everything very slow. If you want to check with your medical care professional first, you can. I have my therapist and I always shoot him stuff, and he's like, yeah, that's fine. I just like a different way of doing it. And that's cool. And I'm telling you, for me, I'm finding things that piss off my back, and I give it a little bit of time, because if you're agitating the area, it might piss it off. Over the course of a week or two, it should be getting better. But if it's an exercise that just keeps making me feel bad, I just scrap it and I add a new one to the routine. And I'm constantly changing because I'm getting to a better level. And some of these older exercises I was doing, I don't really need to do anymore, because some new exercises that I'm adding pretty much accomplish the same mission as the old exercise, but add in a few new things. So I just typed in hip mobility in TikTok. And it's different than YouTube. YouTube, you got to sit there and sift through stuff, and it throws you up all this old stuff. And TikTok pretty much puts newer stuff, and their algorithm is insane how it works, but it keeps throwing in my feed just different stuff. And like, I'll try out the exercise and man, it just feels so good. And some I knew, better not push that one. But I'm just like compiling a good foundation of things to do. Like when I wake up in the shower, there's only certain things I can do in the shower because I have limited space. But I have to do it in the morning or else I can't even start walking. And then I discovered some things I was doing in the shower were just a little too aggressive, but they are good. But I just need to do it a little bit later in the day when, you know, my body's lubricated, motion is lotion, you're walking around. And then those exercises feel better then. So I've got a morning routine and a little kind of late morning, early afternoon routine, and I'm just killing it now. I just feel so much better. Even now when I'm waking out of bed, I've got instead of tucking my knees in with a pillow in between my legs, I've discovered to straighten out my legs. My chiropractor was telling me how tight my hip flexors were, and he had a little stretch I could do with my hands or a Theragun. And that's for people who sit down too much. Thus, I'm doing a lot of podcasting online training, so that's a problem. I've been traveling a lot more to San Diego because we're going to be moving there soon. So it's just more time in the car. So it gave me some stretches to stress it out as soon as you're done with the car. Man, that's been great. So I keep compiling stuff that works and works with your system. And then, of course, I always do a check-in with my physical therapist at least once every 6 months now. And I've gone through a bunch and they're all great, but this one I just really like because of his price point, and he just gives me a lot of homework and stuff. But he'll check everything I'm doing, tweak it a little bit, or he's very good. He's like, man, yeah, we don't really do that one anymore, but if you're feeling great on it, I like it, keep doing it. So it's just awesome. You shouldn't have to live with pain or stiffness. Our bodies aren't meant to last forever, but I'm telling you, you're going to want to take care of this stuff now because we are going to be surpassing 100, especially if you're into health and wellness, if you're listening to podcasts like mine or other people's, you're into working out and better nutrition, you are going to last, for the most part, at least statistically, to 100 or more. So we have to have a body that works, take us out there. So it's not just quantity of years, you know, it's also quality. So we got to be doing well with that. So check that out. I always thought TikTok was kind of for little kids, but man, TikTok is for like everybody. And I hate doing social media myself, but that doesn't mean I don't consume it. So, but I thought that was cool. Talk about that and check out the episode that's going to be playing probably in like 6 weeks with Alex Goetz. That's his name. And I'll keep pumping these out. Thanks everyone for listening. And thanks for everyone that signed up for the 3-month coaching program. It's going to play again after I'm done with this episode. And I do have one spot left up till May 10th. So if you want to grab the last spot, click in the show notes and we'll see you soon.
If you'd like a little bit of help of checking out your diet and your current routine, I'd be happy to help. I always do a free 15-minute Zoom consultation for anyone, no strings attached, just to see if I can help you, point you in the right direction. So if you're interested, check out the show notes. The link is at the top.